Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a successful Nevada businessman talks about the business climate in Nevada and across the U.S. We welcome to the program Don Ahern, president of Ahern Equipment Rentals. He'll be here. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Elisa Cafferata, Robert Eidhoven, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Don Ahern. He is the president and CEO of Ahern Equipment Rentals. Your family moved into Fallon in the 1800s, and the company was founded in 1953 with one location in Las Vegas, in fact, where the Stratosphere is today. And you now operate in 74 locations across the country and with a diverse base of customers, including commercial, residential, industrial, utilities, convention centers, municipalities, and homeowners. So it's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
Tell me about the state of the economy in Nevada for you.
Well, the state of the economy in Nevada for Ahern Rentals is largely off right now. Although our company has recovered quite nicely in just this last year, to a large degree, but specifically here in Nevada, we're off quite a bit.
Where do you think it's going? I mean, when you're making your plans for 5 years out, do you see us returning to the glory days of 5 years ago, or do you see just a slow return?
I see a slow return, but I do believe that 5 years from now, I think we're gonna be back to some sense of norm that we used to have here, even though we're seeing 85% reductions in construction and equipment usage.
And is part of that based on the fact that, you know, all of the casino companies right now are maximizing the use of their rooms right now, and they're not looking to build new rooms, but they're certainly getting to the point where Bill Lerner from Union Gaming says they're going to need to build more hotel rooms within the next 3 or 4 years.
Yes, but the hotels right now are reinvesting in the rooms they've got, a lot of remodel projects, you know, just...
Which is real smart.
Yeah, a lot of good work going on right now, and like I said, it's off 80, 85% from where it was. But there is some work going on, and we see a slight increase in this last year, particularly more recently, just a lot of remodel projects and a few bits of construction that are starting up.
Now, Don, that's Nevada, but you operate in 22 different states. You have 18, almost 1,900 employees all across the country. Where are you doing well besides Nevada, which is kind of down?
Well, Paul, interesting you should mention the employees. That, you know, as we've expanded and moved a lot of our pieces of equipment across the country into these 22 states, soon to be 23 states, and we have actually created a larger base of operations here in Nevada, where actually our headcount has actually held well. And
so in Nevada you have what, about 600 employees?
Almost 600 employees here. Approximately half of those, approximately 300 of them, are supporting those other 22 states out there and the other near 80 store locations that are across the United States now.
One of the things that's exciting about your company is that you're very much involved with the shale oil business up in North Dakota and in Canada. Can you explain to us some of the things that you're doing and the new creative ways that you're helping?
Yes, absolutely. We are very excited, incredibly excited about our extreme manufacturing. We manufacture these large forklifts that reach up into the air as high as 70 feet and
70 feet. Wow.
Can pick up to 40,000 pounds. Over half of our product that we produce right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, is shipped to Canada, more particularly Alberta, Canada, going to the oil sands projects. We also produce office-type environments and interesting little things that are made out of what we call cubes, steel, kind of large steel boxes that assemble together.
So North Dakota, New York Times had an article about Williston, North Dakota, how they have all these jobs, but there's no houses. We've seen that happen in Nevada in the mining industry. Are these cubes, would these give people an opportunity of, hey, you can't get a hotel room, you can't get an RV park, here's a place where you can have
Absolutely.
A job and live?
Yes, and that's what we're doing right now. Although the residential living in cubes has not been the larger part of our project, it's more of an industrial commercial, and we're even looking at some projects downtown right now that we're very excited in Las Vegas. But as far as residential and the man camp, what we call the man camp designs, we have completed those man camp designs now, and we're pitching those into these areas like North Dakota, particularly Williston and Dickinson and Bismarck and Minot.
Well, one of the things people don't realize is that there are 18,000 jobs available, but without the housing, people can't move there.
Yes, it's a major problem. I've been up there. I'm up there almost every month. We're expanding and growing as fast as we can. The problem we have is finding help and providing a place for them to live, because that is the reason you cannot find help up there, is because nobody's going to come up there and live in their car, even though there is a lot of them in the cars at this point. Trust me, a lot of people living in a parking lot up there working hard.
One of the things that our governor's economic development team and our president has talked about is bringing manufacturing back, not just to our country, but into Nevada. That's something that you're doing right now, and you actually have plans to move some folks, I guess, out of our neighbors to the west into Nevada. What are they going to be doing?
Yes, well, we have manufacturing jobs, you know, CNC machinists, welders, and press brake and milling type operators. We have approximately 40 of those jobs in California right now that we'd like to bring over to Las Vegas, particularly. Now, Ahern Reynolds does have locations up here in northern Nevada, and our manufacturing efforts are all in Southern California and over in Selma, California, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Selma, California. So in those jobs in California, because of the challenges of dealing with government regulatory agencies in California.
California Resources Board?
Yeah, the whole California thing is a problem.
All right, let's take a break on that note and come back to that and see what the economic opportunities may be for Nevada from this. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with Don Ahern right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He's the president and CEO of Ahern Equipment Rentals. So let me ask you, you know, one of the things that people talk about constantly is the environment for business in the state of Nevada versus other places, especially California. What is the political environment in Nevada for manufacturing?
Well, I think for the most part, it's a very positive environment. You know, we originally bought a manufacturing company in Eugene, Oregon. And we saw fit to bring it to Nevada. We moved the entire organization down here many years ago. We've got a great state. The weather's good to us. And although the oversight of the government does hinder us, there is a little too much oversight of government.
In what ways?
Well, at a risk of saying, you know, sometimes you get kind of beat up, maybe extorted a bit by some of our government organizations. We've had them come right in there and fine us and charge us, and then offer to settle if we agree not to fight the claim and so forth. But having said that, and having said that, I'm working in California, I'm running a business in California, Nevada is a wonderful place, relatively speaking, to California. I think the key is that we need to make sure that this state doesn't go down the road that California has. We don't want to make this another California. We need to keep it a safe environment for business to prosper. And, you know, like we say, we have nearly 600 employees here. It wasn't that many years ago that we had half that many employees in Nevada. And I expect that we'll be doubling in the next 5 years in Nevada.
Don, you get back to your employees. I've actually been in your new corporate headquarters. You've been there, I think, since Easter or so.
And year and a half.
So. But you've done some pretty amazing things that I was impressed by, you know, as far as taking care of your employees. You have a loan program that your employees can take advantage of. Can you tell us a little about that?
I certainly can. You know, we love our employees. You know, that we've been in business since 1953, and we've had employees that have actually worked there over 50 years. Our oldest employee passed away recently, which hit well over 50 years at Ahern Rentals. In fact, it was his only job. It was one of our top people, and he was the right hand of my father. But we have nutritional health programs that we're doing now that tend to kind of lean toward the vegan diet, and we've got a lot of weight getting lost in our organization, which is a good thing.
Free fruits and vegetables for all your employees so they can get a healthy snack.
Absolutely. We provide vegetables, free vegetables. And
you also provide opportunities for housing, correct, for your employees?
Yeah. We bought a apartment building, and we, for some of those that are going through crisis in their lives and this and that, we allow them to stay there at a very economical rate, even sometimes for free. We have a $500 automatic loan program that allows employees to make a loan. I was so confused in who I was loaning money to for years. We actually set up, probably 20 years ago, a program. So they can just, whatever they borrow, they just pay back over 10 weeks. But, this allows a child, if he If their children have an ear infection, they can get a prescription. If they need a little bit to make their apartment rent and those types of things. So we kind of call our place the Love Boat, and we're not ashamed to stand up and say we love our employees, we love our customers, and we're willing to do what we can to make their lives better.
So are you optimistic about the direction of the economy and our country, or is there something out there that's looming that may make you a little nervous and have some trepidation moving forward?
Well, you know, by nature, I'm very, very optimistic. You know, that's just the way I am. I mean, the glass is always half full for me, no matter how bad life is. But I see improvements in Nevada. I see other parts of the country where we're doing very well, like the Washington, D.C. area. You know, Texas is a phenomenal economy. You know, the central time zone region's doing well. Canada starting to take off. We're shipping a lot of product up to Canada. So, yeah, I'm pretty positive about the fact that the business is coming back. But I'm also, at the same time, I'm not reinvesting in my business right now.
Why?
Because I'm very, very concerned, because we have a possible meltdown of the European Union. You know, we have government intervention that and regulation that is just choking us. Some of the new jobs, we now have a whole department just dealing with government regulation, you know, just dealing with the different, and I don't want to stay here publicly which particular parts of the government I think we have the most problems with, but it's some are worse than others. We have the banks pulling out from underneath us now. You know, banks are not banks anymore. We're having to operate on our own cash flows. We cannot reinvest. And we need to salvage what little cash we can to kind of endure this thing. If, you know, I feel very at risk if this presidential election is to stay the way it is right now. If our current president is to stay in office, I think the confidence of the businessman and the economy across the United States, I think it's going to be hindered. And I know I'm not personally going to reinvest as heavily as if there's a change in that department.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for coming
up
to do the interview. We appreciate it, sir.
We'll
be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
America has suffered 3 years of crushing unemployment. Remember this?
We'll create nearly 500,000 jobs by investing in clean energy.
What really happened? Billions wasted on failed investments. Thousands of Americans lost jobs, while stimulus money went to companies that created jobs overseas. Paid for by the $4 billion Obama's added to our debt every day. Tell President Obama for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's 5 times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter Phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Robert Eidhoven is here with Colasar and Latham Government Affairs, Elisa Cafferato, a lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, and Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations with the Chamber. Pleasure to have you all here. All right, you want to start this off here, Elisa?
Oh, I was just saying, we were talking about Mitt Romney's built by us theme, and one of the things I want to start is a counter built by women on birth control, because they are creating a lot of small businesses, but they need to be able to control their when they have kids if they want to build a business. So,
okay, do you want to explain this a little further?
So I'm still baffled by all the Republican attacks on Planned Parenthood or access to birth control, or, you know, that your boss should be able to say, okay, we're going to cover all your prescriptions except for birth control. That should be an employer right. It's just a little beyond me when women are half of the labor force that we're attacking women's health.
Robert?
Doesn't seem a smart strategy to get women
even
voters.
Having a job's not a right. You know, nobody has a right to a job. You have to go earn a job. But yeah, I won't argue with the statistics. How about that?
Okay.
I support Romney's economic plan that will create economic opportunities
well,
for everybody.
And there's plenty of access to birth control, and nobody has a right to demand that their employer pay for something for them. Nobody has a right to say, employer, you're going to pay for birth control or this pill or that pill or the other thing. It's the other. If you want your birth control and your employer's not paying for it, then you pay for it. You don't have a right to it.
Actually, in this, you know, 28 states have a law that says if your insurance policy covers any prescriptions, it has to cover birth control prescriptions equally. So in this state, we have created that.
Every mandate, this state is probably third or fourth in the nation in the number of mandates
yes,
we have
absolutely.
On health insurance policies. Every mandate you put on health insurance companies makes health insurance more expensive.
Except
and drives
birth control.
Up the number of uninsured.
That's
except
right.
birth control, which actually saves you money because birth control pills are a lot less expensive than having babies.
If I was a single man and
doesn't
I
do
wanted,
you much good,
wanted,
but you
and
don't
I wanted
need
to
it.
Buy a health insurance policy without all of these mandates, without a birth control
there is
mandate,
that option in Nevada.
Then I should
high,
be able to do that.
High risk. You
but
have that option
policy
in Nevada.
Has to have these 50-something mandates.
Except the catastrophic policies, which nobody buys in Nevada, so there's not a demand.
You don't have
what
a
else
right
do we
to
have today?
Yes,
all right,
you do.
I'm going to move on here. Kind of interesting line of attack. Senator Reid now, according to the RJ, is going after Mitt Romney and claiming that because he hasn't released more of his tax returns, essentially, he didn't pay taxes for 10 years. And even though he doesn't have proof of that, he's making that statement. It says somebody from Bain Capital I told him that that's true.
Wouldn't that be a crime? I mean, wouldn't that be a crime?
Don't, if your money's some, in the Caymans, no.
No, I mean...
to not
you,
pay taxes,
you,
right.
To earn money, you have to pay taxes. To earn money in the United States, you have to pay taxes on that money. If Mitt Romney has not been paying taxes on the income that he's generated over the years of his life, I think there would be a much bigger problem than getting attacked by Harry Reid, who's... you know, he's just fulfilling his job as an attack dog for the party. So,
and I think he's bringing it up because I remember Geraldine Ferraro, and when she first was on the VP ticket, and she had to go through grueling press conferences talking not about her taxes but about her husband's business. And where is the press asking to see
about Bain?
No,
I mean, we been
asking
talking
to
about Bain?
No. Where's the press asking to see Mitt Romney's tax returns? And
it's, well, no, they're constantly.
But he's not sitting there under some kind of grueling, you know, investigation because they were digging stuff up. So you know, it's a classic political strategy, which is in when there's no information, but you throw something out.
I'm shocked that Harry Reid ran his mouth and had no proof.
But isn't this the responsibility of the Romney campaign to turn this around and make being a successful businessman a good thing?
Well, certainly. I mean, it used to be a good thing in this country when you were successful and, you know, employed people, hired people, were successful and made money. But, you know, in this day and age, it's something to look down upon and be vilified for.
I don't think anybody's vilifying. It's just like,
everybody's
okay, if it's
him.
A great... Oh, yeah, there's definitely people doing that. But if it's such a great thing, then show us how you did it. Show us your tax returns. You know, come on. I don't think it's a huge stretch, right?
Well,
I think it could be proved that Mitt Romney was a job creator without having to go back and fall in line with every attack that the Democrats have, that you have to do this.
If it were President Obama not releasing his, you know, tax returns, imagine
Barack Obama
the stories
never created a job.
That
there's
would
a difference.
Be, you know, well... Again, you know, just release your tax returns and show the, all the great jobs.
There's
you've
a lot
created.
Of government. There's a lot of government but jobs he's created since he's been in office.
Well, the American Recovery Act probably did create you know a lot
exactly.
of jobs.
He's paid for a lot of the jobs he's created.
Interesting that we're seeing these insurance rebates coming out, and not for me personally, but for a lot of people in Nevada and around the country, they're going to see rebates because of the American Recovery Act. Is this a good selling point? For the president,
Affordable Care Act.
I'm sorry, Affordable Care Act.
Obamacare. Come on. It's credit where credit is due.
It's affordable now, Sam. The health care is affordable now.
I think it's about the only thing he can talk about. The president can't talk about the economy because it's a disaster. He can't talk about the budget deficit, the national debt.
And the Congress has a fair share in that, too. I mean,
we're
approaching
a
cliff.
He had a Democratic Congress for the majority of his presidency thus far. He had huge majorities in the House and Senate. I think it's very difficult for the president to talk about anything. And the fact that he's relying on Obamacare as an issue to talk about in his campaign, something that's still evenly split about, you know, people who support it or oppose it, I think that's pretty dangerous for
the
president.
The American people love the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, that you can't be denied for pre-existing conditions.
True.
That, you know, you can't charge women more than men just because they're women, you know, that your kids can stay on it, that there's no lifetime caps, that now people are getting rebate checks because, you know, insurance companies can only spend a certain percentage of their money on marketing and
admin. Trey, we've only got about 10,
well,
we've only got about 10 seconds left, but doesn't this really lead to the fact that the president has just not sold the positive sides of this thing?
He hasn't sold it. He's gotten beat up on it. I think they're trying to now, but it's probably a little too late.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
President Obama came to the White House with big plans. He'd halve the deficit, strengthen the economy, lower unemployment. What did we get? National debt over $15 trillion and climbing. Unemployment above 8% for 40 straight months. An ongoing economic crisis with no end in sight. He tried. You tried. It's okay to make a change. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Your garage door is the most important door on your home. And now, Thompson Garage Doors has hundreds of beautiful AMR doors on sale. An AMR garage door will add to the curb appeal and value of your home. And a LiftMaster opener will make your garage door quiet and dependable. Hundreds of beautiful AMR garage doors and LiftMaster openers are in stock ready for immediate installation. Hurry, this sale ends soon, so call Thompson Garage Doors today. Local door estimates are free.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with the United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
Coming up on the broadcast next week, we'll have a member of the Las Vegas Mexican Consulate. George Harris will be here. We'll have Dallas Tongsegger with USDA Rural Development. He's an undersecretary there. And Mark Amade, congressman from CD2. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.